Sounding that close to a pipe organ requires the Hammond to produce an astonishing variety of tones. Inside the organ, it has something to do with what they call tone wheels, notched discs spinning near magnets. But for the Hammond player, the magic is in these drawbars.
Welcome to Jazz Organic, a weekly radio stop for the truest American art form as played on the Hammond B3 organ. My name is Andy Schultz. Thanks for joining me. On this edition of Jazz Organic, George Freeman with some organ greats, plus a recent comeback release for organist Doug Karn. This week's album spotlight features music from organist Babyface Willette's 1964 Argo release entitled Mo Rock, which comes a little later in this hour. Let's fire this edition off with live tapes from 1971. The recording is called Introducing George Freeman with Charlie Erland sitting in. Yes, it's Charles Erland spinning tone wheels here. After that, we'll keep the set rolling with George Freeman and organist Caesar Frazier. But first, the tune here is Stormy Monday Blues here on Jazz Organic. Thank you.
Thank you.
God Bless the Child, from a 1972 release for guitarist George Freeman called Frantic Diagnosis. That's a recording worth checking out. A lot of greats in there. Von Freeman, Dave Hubbard, Charles Erland with synth work, organist Caesar Frazier, among others. Now, a recent release on the comeback trail for organist Doug Karn, a 2019 Doodlin' Records release produced by Pete Falico called Free For All. From that recording, it's Karn's West Coast Organ Band with the title cut, Free For All, here on Jazz Organic.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
tune is called Beyond All Limits. Before that, Search for Peace, both from a 2019 recording Free for All from organist Doug Karn. On the other side of a short break, it's this week's album spotlight. You're listening to Jazz Organic. This is Jazz Organic, a weekly radio stop for the truest American art form as played on the Hammond B3 organ. My name is Andy Schultz. Thank you for joining me. It's time for this week's album spotlight. The relatively short discography for Roosevelt Babyface Ouellette doesn't truly depict the contributions he made to the developing organ music of the 1960s. Ouellette did appear on the Blue Note label twice as a bandleader and a couple other times as a sideman for Lou Donaldson and Grant Green. Beyond that, his recordings are scarce, with the exception of two sessions for the Argo label, a division of Chess Records here in Chicago, including this week's album spotlight from 1964 called Mo Rock, which features guitarist Ben White and drummer Eugene Bass. Let's start sampling with the title cut, Mo Rock. It's this week's album spotlight from Babyface Ouellette here on Jazz Organic.
Oh,
A well-known composition, Misty, from organist Babyface Willette with Ben White and Eugene Bass, guitar and drums, a 1964 Argo release entitled Mo Rock, this week's album spotlight. Here's the trio's take on But Not For Me. It's music from Babyface Willette here on Jazz Organic. Thank you.
Thank you.
From a 1964 Argo release from organist Babyface Willette called Mo Rock. Ben White and Eugene Bass, guitar and drums, part of this week's album Spotlight. This is Jazz Organic. You've been listening to Jazz Organic, your radio home for jazz on the B3 organ. Comments or questions? Email jazzorganic@gmail.com, facebook.com/jazzorganic, or follow on Twitter for show updates, twitter.com/jazz_organic. Jazz Organic is a co-production of Lakeshore Public Media and Chicago's Home for Jazz, WDCB. Until next time, I'm Andy Schultz.